Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Since the film came out in 1987, people have been fascinated by the character of Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. He was the guy everyone loved to hate.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit.
Gekko started the movie as a mentor and role model. He ended as a smirking villain. And since the Great Recession began, America has been looking for its bad guy. Someone to blame.
I create nothing. I own.
Does America finally have its Gordon Gekko? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 19th. You know, John, I think a lot of people would feel like they could get closure on the Great Recession if, A, it were completely over, but, B, if they could say, you did this.
Well, we've got a villain whose name begins with a G. That's for sure to talk about this morning. That's for sure. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. The big story, of course, the volcanic eruption in Iceland. Repercussions continuing. A few dozen test flights went up yesterday with no significant problems. That's good news. A high-level Spanish official says by later today...
The forecast is that there will be half of the flights operating, possibly in Europe.
Meanwhile, Britain is sending Royal Navy warships to other European countries to rescue its stranded citizens. High-level meetings about what to do about air travel are sprouting up like mushrooms after rain today, with good reason. The ash cloud is costing airlines in Europe $200 million a day. Those are some mushrooms. How much longer will the volcano continue to erupt? Here's one volcanologist's opinion.
The last eruption went on for over a year. You know, we could be seeing weeks or months of this.
The volcano in Iceland is still rumbling, literally raising a larger concern that it could trigger a larger volcano nearby. If that one blows, it has the potential to be 100 times more powerful than this little one.
Goldman Sachs may just be the first bank in the SEC's crosshairs. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that a criminal investigation into former mortgage giant Countrywide is gaining speed. But for more on the government's case against Goldman, we're joined by Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Louise, you just heard that that kind of comparing these charges of against Goldman Sachs as maybe finding our Gordon Gekko, our villain. So explain to me what the charge is here. What's the difference between regular hedging and what the SEC is calling fraud?
This is a case about disclosure. The SEC says that Goldman did not tell its clients how and why these mortgage securities were built, and that the SEC says they were designed to fail.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this and get the details from Louise in just a moment. Stay with us.
In Poland, a solemn mass for the nation's president. Polish President-elect Kaczynski and his wife Maria were laid to rest yesterday. Over 150,000 people lined the streets to pay their respects. In Malta, Pope Benedict met with a small group of victims of sexual abuse for the first time since the latest scandal began. The Pope reportedly expressed shame and sorrow for the victims.
Toyota is expected to announce today it will pay a $16 million fine to the U.S. government for its sticky gas pedals. And five U.S. airlines have agreed not to charge passengers a fee for carry-on bags. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow will get underway at 11,018, the S&P at 1,192, and the NASDAQ at 2,481. Coming up, we continue our conversation about adoption, coming off the case of the mother who sent her adoptive son back to his native Russia. When is it okay for parents to return adopted kids? We learn more from a child in one situation like this in a bit later.
Also, following the Icelandic volcano and Europe suffering without air travel for nearly a week, if every U.S. flight were canceled, what sort of form of travel could you do without? Air travel? What could you absolutely not do without? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. More about Goldman Sachs in just a minute.